Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Emma Mills with the Occupational Health Clinic. I'm here today with Sherry Spray, who is one of the registered nurses here in Occupational Health. And we're here to talk about the Return to Work program. So Sherry, let's say a Vanderbilt employee gets hurt on the job and they come into the Occupational Health Clinic and a provider puts them on a restriction that impacts their job. What is the next step for the employee?
Well, once they come to occupational health, the provider would provide them with a return to work form, which would specify what their restrictions would be. So they would want to be sure and give that copy to their supervisor. So the supervisor would know what restrictions they would have and know what they needed to accommodate. Most of the supervisors and managers are familiar with the return to work program. However, sometimes there are new ones that may not be. If the employee is having a problem with getting their restrictions accommodated, then they would want to contact the return to work coordinator here at Occupational Health. And I would certainly, you know, talk with the manager or supervisor and explain the return to work program and make sure that we can at least try to get them accommodated if at all possible.
So can you explain what exactly the return to work program is?
Yes, Vanderbilt has a policy where employees can enroll in this program for up to 90 days per work injury or illness. It's a great benefit for employees because it does allow you to work within your restrictions. So you would be accommodated for your restrictions while you're still being able to draw your full salary and benefits. So it's a great benefit for employees. However, you can opt to be out of the program if you decide that's not something you want to do. Then you would need to apply for FMLA leave and go through that eligibility check and take the FMLA route.
Can you be in the return to work program if you're seen by an outside provider other than occupational health?
You can be in the program, but you do want to be sure that you do check with the Office of Risk Management, which is workers' comp. You want to be sure that the provider that you've selected is an approved workers' comp doctor.
If somebody is enrolled in this program, how long should they expect to be in the program?
Well, they would be in the program until they're returned to full duty. But they do have up to 90 calendar days per injury or illness to be in the return to work program.
And what happens if an employee were to reach that 90-day limit?
If an employee reaches the 90 days, then the return to work coordinator would consult with the Office of EAD, which is Equal Opportunity, Affirmative Action, and Disability Services, and also employee relations. The employee is probably going to need a long-term plan at that point, so there would be some discussion and with these different departments and deciding and letting the employee know what their next step would be.
Okay, so how does an employee finish the program if they're returned to duty with no restrictions?
They would definitely need to bring in a form that's released them from their provider and be sure and give that to their supervisor. Their supervisor would need to know that they have been able to return to full duty.
So if anybody listening to this has more questions about the return to work program, you can either contact our clinic at 936-0955 or you can look at our website, and it's OCCHealth, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu. Thanks, Sherry, for all the information.
No, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.